Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
Up, beautiful people. Welcome to this Thursday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. It is November 19th, 2020, and this is a very busy edition of WKAR's Current Sports, folks, because we have two big stories. Well, I should say three, if you want to look at the first story as having two separate parts to it, I guess, because they're two different journeys, right? But last night, for those who watched and stayed up for the NBA draft and watched pick after pick after pick, much like I did, you guys know that there were two names that are so beloved in Michigan State basketball lore, two names that were called in the second round of last night's draft. That brought, I'm sure, many, many smiles on the faces of Spartan fans everywhere. Folks, Xavier Tillman and Cassius Winston are headed to the National Basketball Association. How cool is that, right? You know, we've been talking about it for months. We've been debating about it. We've been talking about it, especially when it comes to Cassius. I think it was a pretty widely viewed, you know, consensus that X-Man will go somewhere. Xavier Tillman, you know, forwards of his size who have a little bit of range, who can play defense, that's just like the cherry on top if you can do that. You're going to find somewhere to play in the NBA, or at least a team is going to give you a shot. But when it comes to Cassius Winston, you know, in the crazy athletic league that is the association today, Cassius isn't that athletic, plays the game at not a lightning-fast pace, but he is just incredibly smart and such a hard worker. But would a team out there take a chance on him in the NBA draft? And last night just went to go on and prove that this dude is so good, no matter what he may be lacking from an athletic standpoint. He is so good in just about every other area, with the exception of probably defense, right? So he also heard his name called last night, and it's just an awesome thing to see when you look at two guys and have covered these two guys like I have throughout their Michigan State basketball careers, getting to know them and seeing them accomplish this really just about lifelong dream. It's awesome stuff, and I can't lie, you do get caught up in the emotion a bit, even though you are a reporter. For me, it was just awesome sitting on my couch and watching those two celebrate. I saw Cassius on Instagram. You know, there was like this live stream video of his family sitting around, you know, I think it looked like a kitchen area, to be honest with you, but they were eating food, and you know, his girlfriend is streaming everything, and then, bam, his name is called, and they just go insane in the membrane. It was awesome to see that. And then, you know, X, who is a husband, who is a father, right, mature well beyond his years, you know, seeing him accomplish that lifelong dream as well with his family. You just love to see it. And this morning, us media members got a chance to chat briefly with both Tillman and Winston, and you get a chance to hear how that conversation went. You get to hear them describe, you know, what that feeling is like, you know, hearing your name called on the NBA draft broadcast and realizing that this thing is about to become real. You know, Cassius last night, you know, caught up in the emotion, and also, you know, you got to really feel for Cassius, not only because of, you know, what was taken away from him, just like many college basketball seniors this past year, right? What was taken away from him from the standpoint of not being able to possibly make a final run at getting that second ring for Tom Izzo and company, just as his team was clicking. But aside from that, you know, Cassius Winston's brother, I'm sure, was heavy on his mind. Zachary Winston, who sadly passed away this month last year. Oh, boy, you know, just heavy stuff that rocked his world, rocked his family's world, and really rocked the world of Spartan Nation. You can only imagine what was going through Cassius's mind when, you know, he's making this dream come true. And, you know, one of his best friends and his late brother, Zachary, not being able to celebrate him. But I'm sure he was there in spirit. So Cassius began to tear up and cry a bit. You could see that on the video as well. So you'll get to hear from Cassius and X-Man in just a moment. I also, before I give you my thoughts on the fit for both Cassius and Xavier at the teams they'll be going to, and I'll get to that in just a moment. We're going to swap our headliners today just because it is such a crazy, crazy busy day. Because not only was the NBA draft last night and we saw those two amazing Spartans make their dreams come true, but we got news this morning and we knew this was a possibility, right? I've been talking about it all week here on Current Sports that there was a possibility that Michigan State and Maryland would not play this weekend due to an outbreak of COVID-19 inside of Maryland Athletics. You know, Maryland didn't play Ohio State last weekend because of this. And the numbers are continuing to rise. More and more people are being infected. More and more people are sadly dying on the daily. And look, here in Michigan, we are on a 3-week lockdown that began Wednesday at midnight. And this is going to last throughout the holiday, the Thanksgiving holiday, and could honestly be pushed past that. So it is just a wild, wild time. And it was announced this morning. News came down via a press release that I received a little after 10 a.m. from Michigan State Athletics, who actually forwarded a press release from Maryland Athletics. There will be no Michigan State at Maryland football this Saturday afternoon. Maryland Athletics made the call today to cancel that game, and the game will not be rescheduled. Now, the press release announced that Maryland head football coach Michael Locksley, he tested positive, in fact, for COVID-19 yesterday, and he is now, of course, isolating at home. Locksley noted that he's feeling strong, he's experiencing just some minor symptoms, and, you know, he feels as though this is a gut punch. He actually said, I'll read his direct quote from the press release, quote, "I am gutted for our team and for our fans. This team is eager to play and compete and continue the growth we've seen this season. The virus is testing our players and coaches right now, but I have no doubt that we will emerge as a stronger unit for having gone through this together. As for me personally, I am feeling strong with only minor symptoms. I will continue to lead this program virtually, and our game preparations for Indiana will begin immediately." So that is a direct quote coming from the Maryland Athletics press release announcing the cancellation of this Saturday's game against Michigan State. So it goes on to say that beginning on November 12th, So 7 days ago, Maryland Athletics conducted daily PCR testing, which is, according to many medical experts out there, that is the most accurate form of coronavirus testing. And the past 7 days revealed that 15 student athletes, again, I'll say that again, 15 student athletes have tested positive for the virus. There were 7 positive cases among staff over that same length of time. Now, other than head coach Loxley, Maryland Athletics did not identify any other affected student athletes or staff. We knew that this was a possibility. And it amazes me, you know, how I'm seeing there are, I kid you not, there are a lot of people on social media out there. There are a lot of people out in Twitterverse that are saying this is crap. They still need to play the game. I'm sitting there saying, dude, do you not understand what's happening in our nation right now? And it amazes me that fans haven't mentally prepared themselves for this possibility. At the end of the day, you have to adhere to the Big Ten guidelines, which elaborate on positivity rates, and you have to adhere to those positivity rates as it relates to your program, and you can't play football. You know, when these guidelines were issued, we knew that when looking at this, there was a potential for many games to get canceled. And it says canceled. Again, this will not be rescheduled. And in the case of Big Ten teams out there and other conferences out there, I mean, there's a threshold for you to be deemed eligible to play in the college football playoff, right? So I don't even know if Ohio State, who knows what's going to happen when it comes to the Big Ten, which if you don't have a team eligible, and that's ideally what and why the Big Ten wanted to put this in place, so that there would possibly be a representative from the Big Ten playing for a national championship, cough, cough, Ohio State. We all knew Ohio State was going to be that team, is going to be that team. They are the best team in the Big Ten and have been for quite some time. But, you know, with 15 student athletes testing positive for COVID-19 for Maryland Athletics, that's a Big Ten test positivity rate of 2.8%. And then you add in the 7 positive cases among staff over that same period, that's resulting in a population positivity rate of 14.9%. You're in the red there. You can't play. So this, I don't know how this gets better. The only thing you can do, again, this is really out of your control. The only thing that you can control is how you react to this from a sanitation standpoint. Continue to wear your mask. Continue to stay safe. Don't you know, when you're away from the football facilities, don't be in large crowds or a big gathering of people, especially indoors. I mean, that's all you can do. And this is out of our control. You know, the only message I have for college football fans right now out there is whatever college football you are able to enjoy on a Saturday on your couch in front of your television, you soak up each and every down of it, because no game is guaranteed at this point. No game is guaranteed. Anything can happen. Anything can get canceled. That's how you gotta train your mind. Whatever game is on, you sit there, diehard college football fans, and you enjoy every single down. It's all you can do. And this is a bit unfortunate. Well, hey, looking at the glasses half full here, you know, maybe for Michigan State they needed this, right? Maybe Michigan State, when looking at how this season has gone and looking at the games against Iowa and Indiana, maybe this team needs an extra week to get its mind right, to shore up some things, to get healthier. Maybe this is good for the Spartans. You know, rest up. Don't eat too much over Thanksgiving break, though, right? Don't eat too much on Thanksgiving Day. You don't want to do that. But maybe the extra time will help Mel Tucker here. All right? Okay. What I want to do is I want to hit our first break right now. When we come back, I'm going to give you my thoughts on now NBA-bound players, Cassius Winston and Xavier Tillman. That feels so good to say. And I want to dive into probability of success for those two young men. And again, that has direct relation to where they both landed. I'll dive into that and more. You'll get to hear from both of those fantastic Spartans in just a moment as well. You are listening to the Thursday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, and I am so thrilled for Cassius Winston and Xavier Tillman, just like we all should be, Spartan Nation, because these have been two of my favorite players to cover throughout my time here in East Lansing as a sports reporter and host, and you know, they rank right up there. I could name a lot of names. You know, Lou Rawls, Tum Tum Nairn Jr. I could bring up, you know, a current Spartan, Joshua Langford. Cassius and X, though, I mean, they rank right up there as well because of just how real, genuine, and just playful they were with the media. You know, always willing to joke around, not take themselves too seriously, and always just being honest. You know, not giving you the cookie cutter. Oh, we played hard and we went out there and we executed. I mean, they were willing to give you the unfiltered as well. And you know, it just a joy to be around, and they work so hard, and to see them accomplish their dreams is just an awesome feeling, you know, knowing them and knowing how hard they've worked. I mean, in this business, it's hard not to get attached to certain players when you are seeing them on the daily. I mean, they're kind of like your coworkers, really, because you go there, you see them on the daily, you interview them and you ask them questions leading up to a game and then after a game, and you're seeing them at practice, and It's just hard not to when you are on a beat like you are. So they both had to wait until the second round. And I kind of figured that, you know, I said that they will be, you know, late round picks. I thought maybe one of them, I think I predicted X, right? For those that tuned in yesterday, I predicted X to get his name called near the end of round one. And then Cassius to go a little bit after that. But they both were round two picks. And, you know, and as the draft went along, I was starting to get worried, especially for Cassius. I didn't know if Cassius was going to get picked after a while. I was doubting myself a bit. But then Oklahoma City took him with the 53rd overall pick in the NBA draft late in the second. And they will trade him to Washington. So he will head to the Wizards. So I'll start with Cassius, you know. Such an amazing career at Michigan State, as we all know. You know, 20 points, 10 assists, 4 steals, 1 turnover in that Elite Eight win over Duke in 2019, which booked the ticket to the Final Four, beating Zion Williamson in that game, you know, to play Texas Tech. And right now, Washington, not a great team, but not a team that it isn't like the bottom barrel of the league. You know, they got 2 point guards under contract for next season, John Wall, and also former Piston Ish Smith. So, you know, he'll try to stick as the number 3 guy. And that spot seems to be wide open right now. You know, and as you heard Jay Billis note on last night's broadcast, as they're going through, after Cassius's name was announced in the second round, they're going through and they talk about all the attributes of each player, right? And, you know, they talk about Winston and how he's so smart and has great leadership ability. And, you know, he's gone through all of this adversity and he can shoot the ball. He's a great passer. But then Billis says, hey, you got to play defense, though. Will he embrace playing defense? That's the question, really, you know, and can he hold his own against, you know, guys who are freakishly athletic at the NBA level now? Because he can play, you know, he can score, you know, but it's a different level in the league. You know, he's great in the pick and roll. Can he create his own shot, though? I know he can knock down. We all know he can knock down the deep shot. But as far as creating his own shot, he's going to rely heavily on that pick and roll. I don't know. You know, I a lot of people out there think that, you know, he may spend more time in the G League next season to get playing time, to get more acclimated to the next level, to get his body right. You know, I would hire, you know, a personal trainer if he doesn't already have one right now, and I would live in the weight room. So, you know, we'll see. It'll be interesting to see what kind of contract he signs. But there is room for him in Washington. Again, that third point guard slot out there, alongside John Wall at number one, Ish Smith at number two, Cassius Winston could be right now. His goal should be to possibly get that, well, to not possibly, to get that third spot. So, yeah, we'll see. You know, you don't see, and as far as contracts go, you don't see a pick that low you come with a multi-year guaranteed deal. So he's got to earn it. Got to earn it. And, you know, Tillman, he was drafted by the Kings of Sacramento, but that was actually drafted for the Memphis Grizzlies with the 35th overall pick. That was early in the second round. So when it comes to Tillman going to Memphis, first off, you got to acknowledge that he'll be linking up with his former teammate in Jaren Jackson Jr. So Memphis will have two forwards in Jaren Jackson Jr. and now Xavier Tillman, who are Spartans. That's awesome. And Jaren Jackson Jr., you know, we know he's been tearing it up in the NBA since he's entered the league. He's worked hard. A dynamic player. We saw him doing his thing in the bubble. So the two played in 2017-18. And, you know, this could have been MSU's front court in 2018-19, right? If Jaren had stuck around. You know, Virginia won a national title that year. And, man, what if Jaren came back, though? So also, John Moran is out there. Even though the Grizz, they finished five games below 500, this will be a playoff team if Morant continues to trend upward and Jackson stays healthy. Tillman is going to join a squad with a lot of great young stars, and that is going to be on the lips of everybody for a long time, I think. So you also got to acknowledge Giannis Valanciunas, which is, he's also a great, great player as well. And, you know, Tillman's game, I think, directly translates. I mean, he's a guy who can play defense. He's a guy who can hit the outside jumper. Can he extend that range? We'll see. He's a workhorse with a big, big motor. You know, his defense alone can put him in some kind of rotation. Defending the NBA's power forwards and centers, and more importantly, you know, looking at the pick and roll. You know, and based on players right now that are taken around where Tillman was taken, you know, it's looking like he could sign, looking at, based on players who have drafted in the mid-30s last year, maybe a three-year, $4.5 million contract, and maybe the first 2 years guaranteed, something like that. That's what I'm reading. So I think Tillman is going to play a while in the NBA because, you know, he's a hard worker. He plays great defense, and he's shown, and he did show in his college career that he can score a little bit as well. So I'm happy for these two, and I want you to hear from them now. All right? Starting with Xavier Tillman, then you'll hear Cassius Winston chime in just a moment. They spoke via Zoom. Tillman was in his car actually heading to Memphis. So you get a chance to hear from him on what it was like for him last night and what he's expecting now going to the NBA and making that dream come true. Then you'll hear Cassius right after you hear his voice. All right. Here are new NBA draftees, Xavier Tillman and Cassius Winston.
I was crazy excited, as you saw in the video, of me getting picked, because I'm like, man, like, I actually got my name called. I'm in the NBA. So it's unbelievable.
And before we go to Dalton, can we go back to Marty Martin? Marty, I had missed one there for me. Sorry.
No problem, Max. Congratulations, Xavier. What was the reaction of your wife and Yanni when you realized that you were actually going to rejoin Jaren?
They were crazy. I mean, I don't know if Jaren called us or we called Jaren, but we were on the phone within like 20 seconds of me getting picked. So everybody was so excited. They're just to be reconnected again, to know that Yanni gets to keep that relationship and build that relationship on with Jaren. And now my son Bubs is great.
And then we'll go to Stephen Brooks and then Dalton Shetler.
I didn't have a question, Max. I just needed a recording. I appreciate it.
I'm sorry. We'll go to Dalton
Shepard. Congrats,
thanks.
Hey, congrats, X. I kind of wanted to ask about the relationship with Jaren Jackson Jr. as well. I saw the screenshots from his Instagram that you guys were on FaceTime. Can you take us into what that call was like, maybe what you guys were talking about, and the idea of having a babysitter now, where you land in Memphis?
Whole lot of screaming and yelling. That's the basis of our conversation. Just excited, I can't believe this is happening. But no, he was calling me. He was texting me and calling me like throughout the draft, like, just breathe. You're good. Just breathe. Because he knew, like, obviously, you know, I could try to keep it cool the best I can, but he knew that I was going crazy on the inside. So he was just telling me, just breathe. Everything's going to be all right. And we're going to be good.
We'll go to next to Kyle Austin from M Live.
Yeah, thanks, X. And another one about Jaren. First of all, was he best man in your wedding last year, or was he in your wedding? And
my best man.
And just coming in, I mean, you guys came in together. How did that relationship kind of develop there, kind of from being in that same class and both being big men, kind of learning everything together?
Well, our relationship started the summer prior to that, because we played AAU together for Speech and the Heat. And that's where we met officially. First time we met was on a Michigan State visit when we were both being recruited by them before AAU started. But we played AAU together our last years, and that's where we really built our relationship through all the road trips and just playing together and forming a relationship that way. We committed to Michigan State, obviously, as you know. We were both crazy excited to be able to play with each other again. And now to have it be the third time is kind of ridiculous now that I'm thinking about it.
And then we'll go to Chris Solari from Detroit Free Press next.
Hey, X, good to see you and congratulations. I guess your first day as an NBA player, how did it begin after you woke up this morning? What time did you wake up? And how's the challenge ahead now to be a father and an NBA player?
So what was the first question? What time did I wake up?
Yeah. I mean, did the kids wake you up or did you get to sleep in today?
No, my son woke me up. I got up at 7 with him, and we went downstairs. So everybody else slept for a little bit longer. We were watching my wife and kids just kind of hanging out. He's crawling over everywhere, like usual. Obviously, exciting moment for me, but for him, it's just another day. So, yeah, I got up with him, and we just kind of hung out for a little bit.
So how does the challenge now come of juggling this as being a father and being an NBA player? Is it kind of the same, or is it – Or do you have an idea of how it will work yet? Have you processed that?
We try to. I mean, I try to for sure. No, just knowing that the away games and the trips will be a little bit longer than Michigan State, where we would leave for like a day and a half to 2 days. Or, you know, in the tournament, it was up to 4 days to like we might be gone for like max a week or maybe even max 2 weeks gone from home. And then we'll come back and be home for a while. So I think that'd be the hardest part to really adjust to is the length of how long I'll be gone. But once we get used to that, I don't see there being any challenges or anything like that.
Congrats again.
Thank you.
Next question is from Kelvin Buddy.
Hey, X, congrats. Wanted to know, you're part of a unique group of draftees here where you don't have nearly as much time to prepare with your team ahead of the season opener. You guys are tipping off here in just over a month. What do you expect that preparation for you to be like? Do you wish you maybe had a little more time, or is this something you think you might be able to handle?
Hello?
Oh. X, can you hear us?
Hello?
Xavier, can you hear us?
Okay, now? I remember. Yeah, I can hear you.
Kellen, why don't you repeat that, please?
Okay. First off, congrats. You're part of a unique group of draftees here where you don't have nearly as much time to prepare with your team, given everything that's been going on. Is this something that you're kind of ready to handle, or do you still kind of have a lot of questions going into, you know, training camp and things like that? And has there been any discussion with, you know, coaches on, you know, maybe a fifth of the time that we would normally have to prepare with my team for the season?
I don't know if you guys can hear me because I don't keep breaking in now. Can you hear me? But I heard the whole question though. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Xavier, we can hear you.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, I haven't discussed it with the coaching staff or even Zach in the front office about how quick the, well, we talked about a little bit how quick the turnaround is, but we haven't talked about like, oh man, I know this is a bad timing for you. It's just going to be work, and I'm open-minded for everything, and I'm ready to learn from everybody. So I'm obviously it's a quick turnaround compared to former years or past years or what have you. But I know that it just takes work for me. So being in there before practice, after practice, and getting as much work as I can to prepare myself for the first game is what I'm going to do.
We have time for a couple more questions. We're going to go to Matt Charbonneau and then to Brendan Quinn.
Xavier, how you doing? Congratulations. You said earlier it was nerve-wracking waiting to hear your name called. I wonder if once you got through that point, if you started paying attention to Cassius and what he was probably going through, and if you guys are communicating at all last night as he kind of went through the same thing for a little bit longer than you did.
Yeah, as soon as I got drafted, like obviously I was really excited. And you saw my reaction. I was celebrating and whatnot. But once that kind of died down, I'm like, okay, now I have to go upstairs and do my my interview stuff. That's when I was like, okay, let me get my phone out though, so I can go to ESPN and just wait and see where Cash goes. Every pick, I was locked in and waiting to see where he would go. Obviously, I'm crazy excited for him, and I just wanted the best for him and his family. So I was definitely locked in for sure.
Did you get to talk to him last night, or have you talked to him since that?
Yeah. I talked to him last night, and he was emotional, but I talked to him last night. It was good.
Thanks, man. Congrats again.
Yeah, thank you.
Go to Brendan Quinn.
Hey, X, congratulations, man. Curious how much was Memphis on your radar coming into this as a potential destination? And I know you touched on it earlier, but kind of the idea of dropping a little bit, do you use that as motivation? Is it something that might stick with you a little bit? I don't know if you're letting that off or not, but how do you kind of really feel deep down about being passed on by teams that you probably thought that you should have landed with?
Yeah. To the first part about Memphis. Yeah, they were definitely on my radar. They talking with my agent, they showed a lot of love and desire to have me and my family out there. For sure, they did that, and as well as like with me getting passed up on in the first round, definitely was motivation. I mean, after 26 and 29 and 30, because those are the teams that I really thought I had a good chance with Boston and Toronto. After getting passed on by those teams, it definitely lit a fire under me. Like, okay, well, you know, if they didn't think I was ready now, like, just wait and see what I'm going to be like in the season. So. Definitely lit a fire under me. I don't know if it'll ever be burnt out until I'm done playing, because I know my worth and I know how hard I work to get to where I am. Not to discredit anybody, but just to say that I've worked my butt off to get where I am. So, it definitely lit a fire under me, and I'm ready to go.
Xavier, we had two more that I had missed in the chat, so we're going to grab those quick, and then we'll let you get going to the rest of your day. We'll go to Audrey Dahlgren and then close it out with Rico Beard.
Hi, Xavier. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Back in the Grizzlies hat there. I won't take that off for a while. I wanted to ask you, Coach Izzo, obviously, throughout the whole draft process and everything played a huge role for you. But wanted to know what he had to say maybe last night when he, because I know he probably called you to congratulate you.
I haven't talked to Coach since. He texted me, I think, literally like 5 minutes before I got picked. Like, you hang in there. I promise you everything's going to work out. But now let this, he said, let you getting passed up on in the first round be a fire so you're always motivated to go out and get better. He said it's in DNA like us, or it's in our DNA, talking about me and him, to get passed up on, but to show people and put in the work. Now he said, he texted me like 5 minutes before I got picked, and then I kind of like kept my head up, and I was like, okay, I'm hanging there. If Coach believes in me, I got it. I'm hanging there. And it's like literally like five picks later, I got picked, and I'm like, oh, all right, it wasn't that long. So definitely,
okay, thank you.
And then last question, Rico Beard.
X, congratulations on getting picked by the Grizzlies. I know you have to be excited. Draymond Green's always been vocal about being picked in the second round. He was vocal last night supporting you. Have you heard from Draymond, and what did he have to say to you?
My phone has been going off like crazy. I haven't been able to go through my messages or anything like that. So no, I haven't heard from Draymond, but I do know his story, and I know that he never let his fire die down of being passed up on in the first round. And he shouldn't, with his accolades that he had in college, going to two Final Fours and winning all the Big Tens that he won. Like, you can't discredit that at all. And being, college player of the year, like, there's no way that a guy like that should have been passed up. But to be mentioned in the same breath as a guy who's won three NBA championships is definitely something that I wanted, I wanted my pedigree. So I'm excited. I am excited for sure.
Congrats, man. Congrats again.
Thank you.
Xavier, thanks so much for taking the time. I know I speak for everybody here when we say congratulations, and we're all really happy for you.
Thank you, Max. I'm off now. I'm leaving today. They're shipping me out, so I'm excited.
Well, you got some good barbecue to look forward to down there.
Yeah, right. I'm excited about that, too.
Safe travels, X. Be well.
It's nerve-wracking. You know what I mean? I had a get-together in Lansing. It's just my family and my friends back from home, maybe like 15, 20 people. They all came up. My mom put together like a nice draft party, cups around, posters, TVs and stuff like that. And we sat around, listened to music, things like that. It was how I probably would hope I would got drafted. It was a pretty good vibe. So we're all there, kind of watching, waiting. And it was exciting. You know what I mean, like, it was extremely exciting this week, like, knowing that, like, one of my dreams was going to come true. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was going to get a chance to go to the NBA, get my foot in the door. So it was an exciting week.
At what point does the joy turn to nerves on a night like that?
Probably when you get in it. You start to hear names, and then you start not to hear your name. So, once that happens, you kind of think, like, all right. Even early, like, you just don't know where you're going to go. You don't know what team you're going to play for. Like, nothing is in your hands anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you did everything you could. Like, you have no control over what happens on that night, and that's probably the nerve-wracking part. Like, you just don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what the result's going to be. So you kind of just sitting there waiting, and suspense is crazy. And then when you just hear your name, it's like a relief. Like, you can take a deep breath. Like, it's like, all right, like, that happened. We made that happen. Now things are back in my field. You know what I'm saying? Now I got more control over what the situation can look like from here on out.
Go to Rico Beard next, followed by Kellen Buddy.
Congratulations, Cassius. Unconventional draft, not the way that you want. Normally you have a ton of family and friends there, maybe even your coach, but he was coming out of quarantine. Did you hear from Izzo, and what did he have to say to you?
Yeah, I heard from Izzo. He was one of the first to you know, I think he's probably one of the first to talk to the Wizards coaches. He told me how excited they sound, how excited they sounded that they could get me, that I was coming to their organization, how proud he was of me, and how I've been in this situation before. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been doubted before. I've been told things that I can't do and what things will hold me back. And I know what that situation feels like. And look what I made of it before. So he said he had full faith that I could go out there and do it again, keep having faith in my work, trusting myself, and go out there and make it happen.
Thanks, Cassius. Congrats.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Next question is from Kellen Buddy from WILX.
Hey, Cash. Congratulations. I asked X the same question, but you're part of a kind of unique draft group in that you don't have nearly as much time to prepare with your new team as, you know, players that were selected last year. What is that process going to be like for you? Have you thought about that at all, or are you still kind of soaking in the enjoyment of being selected here?
I mean, a little bit of both. I'm ready to go out there and try to play against the best. I mean, that's what we do it for. That's been the goal for a long time. Just making the draft was just a part of this, you know, a step in the process. So I'm ready to go in there and ready to see what's happening. I mean, like, we got a month before the season, we got a month to get right. We got a month to get to know the team and organization, and I'm just ready to get started on that.
All right, thanks. Congrats.
Thank you.
Next question is from Dalton Shetler.
Hey, Cash. Congratulations, man. The question is, of course, you find out you're heading over to Washington, D.C., you play in the Verizon Center. You've had some pretty big moments there already, thinking back of that Elite Eight game against Duke. Is that something you talked about last night or you thought about after your pick to Washington?
Actually, I didn't even think about it. It's probably a whole bunch of other things that I thought about before that, for real. But, I mean, it's like I said, to have success there, to have success from the places I've been, like, I trust myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I trust my ability. I trust my work. Like, I'll put my money on me. So, you know what I'm saying? I got an opportunity. That's really all I wanted. And that was, you know what I'm saying? That was all I was asking for the longest. And it was a point in time where I wouldn't even be in this situation that I'm in right now. So, like I said, I'm grateful, man. I'm grateful for opportunity. And I trust myself to make that work.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Next question up is from Jamal Spencer.
Congratulations, Cash. I know you already talked about what it'd be like to learn from potentially John Wall and Bradley Beal, but another type of question, what would it be like to actually play with Mo Wagner instead of against Mo Wagner?
Yeah. I mean, it'd probably be sweet. He got games, so, you know what I'm saying? It'd probably be cool to be on the other end of that for a change. He can hoop, can stretch the floor, play hard, talented player. And like I said, it should be interesting learning, you know what I'm saying? Just learning how what it's like on the other side of that.
And then we'll wrap it up with a couple more. First one's from Rico Cooney.
Hey, Cash, how you doing, man? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, talk to me after, you know, your name got called and you knew you were going to the NBA. Talk to me about how much or how soon reflection came in is just as far as your journey and everything that you've gone through to get to this point.
Oh man, immediately, I guess. I remember calling my name, everybody cheering. I don't even think I saw the team that I got drafted to. Like I saw my name flash up on the board and like, it was just like, wow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it took over immediately. Watching the TV, and then from there it just hit me. You know what I'm saying? Like, been through so much just to get to this point, just to make it to this point. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we accomplished it. Like, we set a goal that we were gonna make the NBA and we were gonna make it happen. And we went out there and we made that happen against all type of odds. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would have been so easy for me to fail and nobody would have blamed me. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody, there would have been no excuse. You know what I'm saying? Everybody would be like, that's probably what should have happened to him. You know what I mean? So to be able to still be here, still standing, make that happen, get a chance to keep moving forward, like, it's a crazy feeling.
As a quick follow-up, did you have a point where you could have a moment to yourself and kind of think about things, or was everything so crazy you really didn't get that yet and you haven't had that moment yet?
I don't know if I had it yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I It was a lot of people. It's like, it's my family. And, you know, of course, I want everybody to feel that. Like I said, I wasn't the only one that got drafted. It was about like 20 of us that got drafted in there, and they all felt that. So, like I said, we was feeling it together. I might get my moment a week from now where it might hit me, you know what I mean? I get to sit down and just, like, you know, take it all in. But right now, I'm with my family. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying everybody just being a part of it.
All right. Thanks again, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
We'll go to Brendan Quinn next.
Hey, Cassius. Hey. Born and raised in Detroit, you know, went, what, an hour and a half away to school. Always been here, and in the last year kind of very much been the linchpin of your family. And I just wonder how you feel about going off on your own a little bit, right? And leaving, yeah, and kind of starting your life. How do you feel about that?
Honestly, I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm excited just to go somewhere and just see something new. You know what I mean? Like, it's a fresh start, a new city, new people, new vibe. You know what I'm saying? Something to adjust to, grow to, something to figure out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just something else to challenge myself, something else to figure out. And I'm excited to do that. I love Michigan State, and I love playing there. I love being there to death. But, you know what I'm saying, at some point, it's like, all right, like, well, we got this. Like, we got Michigan State. You know what I'm saying? We got this figured out. Let's go try ourselves in something else. So I'm excited, you know what I'm saying, to go to a city like this, play for a team like this, and get an opportunity to try to make something out of that.
Great, man. Thanks. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We have time for one more. We'll go to Brendan Schwabeth.
Cash, a lot of stuff going on social media last night after you got picked. I think I saw it was your uncle who took his shoe directly off his foot and had you sign it right away. That's a funny moment. What was that like, your first autograph as an official NBA player?
He said he had to get my first autograph. My uncle D been like, he been riding for me for the longest, you know what I'm saying? Like, he felt like he got drafted. He's so proud of me. He wanted that to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wanted to get the first autograph from me being an NBA player, professional NBA player. Like I said, it holds so much weight. Holds so much weight because, like, we worked so hard to make that happen. Worked so hard to get to this point, to get that opportunity. So, like, I know everybody just been proud of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, no matter what I got picked, no matter with the situation, like, everybody just been happy for me. It's been a lot of love around it. So, like I said, I'm real grateful to be in this situation around the people that I am.
Thank you. Congrats, bro.
I appreciate it.
Hey, Cash, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, for sure.
When do you leave for D.C.?
I do not know yet. I will probably learn more a little bit later today.
Okay. Well, listen, we all wish you the best. We thank you for taking the time. And
sure.
And yeah, congratulations, man. We're very happy for you.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Congrats. Safe travel, man.
Yeah, for sure. Have a good one. Thank you.
Absolutely awesome stuff, right? I just am so happy for those too. What are your thoughts on the X-Man and Cash Money getting drafted last night, and how successful do you believe they will be at their respective teams? Call in, leave us a voicemail, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. Tweet the show at WKAR News. Again, Facebook.com/WKAR News. Leave any comment there. There are actually two posts from last night when the news broke that both of those players were going to be drafted, all right? So let's hit our final break. When I come back, I'll put a brief bow on this very busy day of current sports. We'll be right back. All right, very busy show is now in the books. Again, we talked about Xavier Tillman and Cassius Winston going to the league, and also the cancellation of the Maryland and Michigan State football game this Saturday. COVID is running rampant right now, which is why I always stress this. Please be smart and be safe. Wear your mask, wash your hands, socially distance, If you can be outdoors, be outdoors. It's a really nice day today, actually, and it's going to be in the 60s tomorrow as well. Just be safe, folks, because we got to fight this thing as a community together. All right? But until tomorrow, we are now on a 23-hour break. I want you all to be safe, be smart, and be easy, people. Much love.